Sotong Sessions. You're on with Candace,
Delia,
and Jazz
for another virtual episode on all things life, love, and legacy. What's good, ladies?
What's up?
Yo, so this week I want to focus on life, specifically life after 30. So I think we're going to let the cat out the bag and let our viewers know that we're all not in our 20s. We let that go.
Do you guys think that, like, we forfeited our window to get into that life because of the path that we chose as expats? Like, that's something that...
That's a big question.
I don't know. I wouldn't use the word forfeit. Maybe I'm trying to wordsmith my way out of some things here, but...
Yeah.
I don't think I'd use the word forfeit. I know that for me... Like, but before I left and by the time I came back, everybody was married and pregnant, right? Like, that was just what it was. But I don't, and I did it at one point be like, ooh, should I not have gone? If I didn't go, would I have hit those benchmarks that I thought? But I don't regret going for not a second. Like, there's literally nothing in me that regrets my experience in Korea. Like, it doesn't even make sense to me to think that way. Mm-hmm. So when I think about it, I don't think about it as like forfeiting. It's just on a different timeline.
Yeah.
It's just on a different timeline. And so I don't know what that timeline looks like. Sometimes it's a little frustrating because I feel like I may not be where I wanted to be at this point in time. So it is kind of frustrating, but forfeit, nah. I'm gonna get what I want. I'm gonna get the blessings that are supposed to be coming to me. That's gonna happen.
You gotta preach.
I'm gonna get them.
Jazz, I like that you use that word forfeit though, because it does feel like, for one thing, there's an opportunity cost. Like, if you choose one thing, then you're not choosing another thing. What do you feel like you might have forfeited?
I don't think that. I think that for me, I have always said that I don't want to live a small life, and that's for me. So for me, staying in my college town, like my internship, my senior year, they offered me the job. And I could have been making a good salary, working a 9-to-5 in an office, straight out of college, married this person, and had 3 kids by now. And for me, that would have been suffocating. I don't know where I would be right now, but it would not be a good place because I needed to get out. There was so much more character development that needed to happen. I needed to explore myself and see the potential that I had for certain things. That phrase is always in the back of my mind. Like, I don't want to live a small life. And for some people, that's fine. And that's your path. That's good. But for me, it wasn't. And so I look back and, like Dee said, I don't regret a single thing at all. It was the right decision for me to go away for that long and to become the person that I am today. And now it's like I've stepped back into America and things are happening in the timing that they're supposed to happen. So, yeah, I don't feel like I missed out on anything.
So I got y'all by about 5-6 years apiece. So on this end of it, like, now, you know, I'm talking about my 40s and all of these kind of conversations are coming up. And I would definitely use that word forfeit, but without the regret. Like, sure. Now, like, it might be a little bit harder, if at all possible, for me to birth a child. Even if I do, they're already telling me it's a geriatric pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dang. but I had planned to adopt. So I'm like, it's cool. Like, babies are still a part of the life I live. But that's a conversation I have when I date. Like, hey, adoption is a big deal for me. Birthing natural is less and less likely the longer this thing goes on. Forfeited just all of the roots of home ownership and family. Like, my sisters have had their kids, and their kids are big now, like teenagers. And so... Yeah, I would definitely say, and I missed all of that, you know, we did it virtually. I think that forfeit is a part of it. But one of the things I've learned, especially now, like during this time where we're all at home and we have time to reflect, is that you have to give yourself permission, like just permission, you know, permission to not hit the benchmark by the certain age that society has given you. Permission to decide, no, I don't want a small life. Permission to say, I'm going to raise my kids overseas and anybody who doesn't agree with that isn't for me. You know, permission to leave your hometown if that don't really fit you. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard thing to tell yourself it's okay to do because everyone is saying it's not okay.
Yeah.
That's what I think for me, like that's how I'm defining, I guess, what life in my 40s is going to look like. Like, it's not conventional, but I said what I wanted and I said that I'm okay with it. And I hope that's for our viewers. If you guys love to travel, like we love to travel, it's going to cost you something, but you have permission. You have our permission anyway.
We say it's okay.
It's okay not to be married by 30 and divorced by 45 because you married the wrong man. Come on now. Do it right. Just wait and do it right. Or don't do it.
Or don't do it. Right.
What's some other area, Jazz? Where's another area, especially with this kind of societal pressure of what you need to be in your 30s? What's another area where you think we should just show ourselves a little bit more grace?
That's a good question. I think in our careers, like we talked about, and, you know, in the previous episode that we did about work and re-entering the American workforce, like there was a lot of starting over. So there could be people in our same age bracket that have much more American work experience than we do. They have thicker resumes. They have a greater contact, you know, network, whatever. But we've learned so much, and traveling and problem solving in a foreign country, that gives you a lot of people skills that CEOs do not have. Like when I tell you, I encounter some people in my job search that were higher level executives that don't have like basic etiquette or communication or skills that we have, it's pretty interesting to see. So yeah, I might not be where I want to be in my career or where I should be as a woman in my 30s, but I'm content. I'm content.
That's a good sentence.
Yeah.
How about you, Delia? What's another area we can give ourselves permission or grace in our 30s?
I mean, you know, as you get older, your body starts doing things that you didn't know it was going to do.
You better talk about it.
Let's just go there. Right? So, like, you know, stuff sticks to parts that you were like, wait a minute, it didn't stick like that back then. So, you know, but you hear it all the time, like, yo, when you get older, it's not going to be the same. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to eat this pizza right now. And then you eat the pizza, and you're like, wait a minute. That was one thing too that I just kind of didn't. I was like, well, you know, I'm an active person or whatever. I also think that the big difference of coming from Korea back home was like very different because we were just, because it's a very like public transportation heavy country, we had to walk everywhere, buses, trains, like we walked a lot just on a daily. Whereas now everything is in your car. So like now I'm in my car all the time and I'm in my 30s. Stuff is just sticking to places that I wasn't expected it to stick to.
Better preach.
So that's probably another area.
And it's, okay not, with it.
It's not because of a baby. You know what I mean?
No excuse. Because
of a baby, you would be like, oh, she had a kid. It's not, though.
That's a whole other thing. Having the body of a mom without any kids to show for it.
Like it's a food baby.
That might be a thing.
That's okay. If you got a mom body, but you don't got no kids, it's okay. You have our permission. You have our permission to let that ride. Thanks. It's for everybody. I like those areas. I think my area of grace is just to choose late. Whatever you're choosing. If it's a career, if it's your hometown, if it's going to be a spouse or whatever, you just choose later. Think longer, choose later. Like, this side of glory is quite short compared to eternity. So, you know, like, it doesn't really matter how long it takes you, you know? I think that's an area that I keep wrestling back and forth with. Like, I could have gotten married in my 20s, like Jazz was saying, you know, and done that whole thing. But I didn't know nothing about who I am. at that time. And I think all of the options that were presented to me at that time would not have worked with the woman I am today. So I'm like, okay, like, yo, I think I'm just going to choose a little bit later. Yeah. When I know more about who I am and what I really love.
Yep. And that leads to quality choices. Like, even in my job search, it was so frustrating for a year and some change to, like, figure out what I want, what I don't want. And when I figured out what I don't want, that led to so much clarity. And then I was able to pinpoint. I made a list. Y'all know I'm good for making a list.
Yes,
I will detail down to the very, like, I will make it so plain, write the vision and make a plan. and know and have a clear picture in my mind and in my heart. Okay, this is exactly what I want. And when I know what I'm going for, that's what I'm going to get. So that's worked for me in my life. And I wouldn't change that at all.
And I will piggyback off that. Take your time figuring that out, because Jasmine is a woman of her word. She does make a list, and then she will call you and tell you to do the same. And I remember we had this conversation, and I was like, well, Jazz, I don't even know what I don't want. And you were like, it's okay. If it takes you a year to figure it out, take the year. Like, sometimes you've been just going that you haven't ever had to sit down and have those conversations with yourself, and those conversations don't come natural in the beginning.
Yeah,
you know, there's so many voices that you're hearing when you first sit down, like, well, what does my mom think I should do? Mm-hmm. What should I do for my family? Should, you know, it takes a while to silence that and to say, actually, no, I don't want to live in this city, or I don't like doing that type of work. I don't like being in a relationship with this type of person. I don't like, and then you can start to say, oh, but this thing gives me joy. Mm-hmm. And I think you told me that it could take a year, and I've been like giving myself a year to say, okay, let's make a list. Let's test it out. Yeah. It's beautiful. Do you feel like where you are now is home? Because a part of that process, especially kind of rejecting societal pressures of what your life is going to look like, is choosing where you're going to lay roots. And I think that's another reason why I continue to travel, because I'm still looking for that place. I'm like, ooh, this is me. I have not found it in America. I know for a fact it's not in America. I'm recording this with you guys from Mexico right now, and I can tell you it's not going to be Mexico. I love Mexico, but it's not going to be Mexico.
That's what I was going to say. Our viewers don't know. You don't just talk about it. You are literally traveling.
I live this life. It's real life. I wanted to show y'all the pool behind me and the trees, but the light source don't work so good with my skin complexion. So, yeah. No, I live it. I live it. We all live it, though. Like, that's how we met. We didn't meet in the States. We met doing this thing that we do. But how do you define, like, what home is going to be? Because Jazz, you moved. You're not where you grew up. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. You never really are so specific about where you live.
I'm not where I grew up.
Yeah. See, how do you choose?
Yeah.
I asked this question because I remember when Jasmine told me how she chose, and it felt so organic. And I was like, ooh, how'd you choose, Jazz?
What did I say?
Just like, it felt right. You said the energy felt good. There was like community that you felt like you could be a part of.
Yeah.
Don't let me tell your story. You tell me.
Yeah, for me, like, I need to feel the vibe of a place. And it's not just a place, it's like the people, right? Like, that's why we stayed overseas so long, was because we had family. Like, we are family. And so, right now it's just my husband, but like, we agreed coming down here we would visit. I was going back and forth, like visiting people here and then going back to VA, and I knew like that wasn't it. I don't mesh well with that environment, but coming down here it was like the energy just felt right, and it felt a fit with my personality and who I am, because it's like, I'm a homebody on one hand, but on the other hand, I still like to go out and explore. Like, I'm an ambivert, you know, like I need both. So coming down here, it was like, it's not a huge city, but it's not a small town either. It's like right in the middle, and there's always something to do. There's plenty of, you know, things that you could do uptown. You can travel to Atlanta in a couple hours. Like, there's a lot here. So for me, it was like, okay. And then seeing a lot of young Black professionals down here was inspiring, because it's like, okay, that's the network that I want to plug into. And it's like, you have to have a vision for your life where you see people doing what you want to do, so you join into that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So
those were all selling factors for us to move down here. And I don't know how long we'll be here. My brother just asked us, he was like, hey, how long are you guys planning on staying? I'm like, I don't know. But right now, like, this is it, you know?
That's right. Dia, how about you? How'd you choose the three states within you reside?
I'm in the DMV area, Maryland, DC area. And I think initially I moved here because I already had some connection with being down here because I had gone to university down here. So I knew people, my two best friends were here, mm-hmm. and I'm from New York, but I didn't have, the only people in New York are my family. So I knew that, like, in terms of friends and trying to get reconnected to people, Maryland and DC would be my, like, first stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just in terms of me switching careers into more of like wanting to perform and be connected to the theater world, I felt like I wasn't really ready for New York City in that aspect. That seemed like a whole beast on itself, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to go into New York City. But because I had connections to DC, I was like, okay, I can start in DC. I can come here, I can, you know, get myself reacclimated, start in DC, and then see where stuff goes. I don't think that this will be where I land. Like, you know, I don't know if I would call this home. It doesn't feel like it did when I was here back in my 20s. It feels very different now. So I don't think that this will be where I land. I have a few other places in mind, so I'm thinking about some stuff, and so we shall see. We'll keep you guys updated in season 3.
Go to Mexico. We can do this. We can do this together.
Well, I might just for the pool. but yeah, I think it will. I think I'll know when I'm there. You know, like Jazzy said, it's about the vibe. It's about the people. It's about the connection. I'm an introvert. Y'all know I'm like a super introvert, but I do, my love language is quality time. So I want to be able to spend time with the people that I'm building relationships with in my community. If I don't have that, then I'm going to feel like I'm missing something. So I think I'll know when I get there, but I haven't found it yet.
Well, thank you guys once again for listening, for tuning in. As always, don't forget to share, subscribe, like, and follow. You can watch us with our live premiere every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can visit us at www.sotongsessions.com and get the backlog of all of our episodes. Ladies, until next time.
Until next time.